Shipping industry hit hard by Middle East tensions. The shipping industry is facing a significant disruption due to the deteriorating security situation in the Middle East region. Several major shipping companies, including Maersk, Hapag-Lloyd, and CMA-CGM, have announced that they will be rerouting their vessels around Africa, away from the Suez Canal and the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. This decision comes after U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which has made it increasingly difficult for ships to navigate through these areas safely. The companies are taking a cautious approach to ensure the safety of their vessels and crew. Maersk, in particular, had previously announced a gradual return of some services to the Suez route, but has now decided to pause future trans-Suez sailings through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait for the time being. The company is also warning that its services in the UAE, Oman, and Qatar may be disrupted. The decision by these major shipping companies is likely to have a significant impact on global trade, which relies heavily on the Suez Canal as a key route. The closure of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait has already caused disruptions to oil supplies, and this latest development is likely to exacerbate the situation. It's worth noting that the war risk surcharge imposed by Hapag-Lloyd will apply to cargo to and from the Upper Gulf, the Arabian Gulf, and the Persian Gulf from March 2. This will add an extra layer of complexity to global trade, as shippers and carriers navigate these uncertain waters. CMA-CGM is also imposing a war risk surcharge for cargo to and from several countries in the region, including Iraq, Bahrain, Kuwait, Yemen, Qatar, Oman, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Djibouti, Sudan, and Eritrea. This will likely lead to increased costs for shippers and carriers operating in these regions. The suspension of all vessel crossings in the Strait of Hormuz by Maersk and Hapag-Lloyd is a clear indication of the risks involved in navigating through this region. The narrow passage through which around a fifth of global oil consumption passes has been closed, and it's unclear when it will reopen. As the situation continues to unfold, it's likely that we'll see further disruptions to global trade and shipping operations. The industry is already feeling the pinch, with several major companies taking a cautious approach to ensure their safety and the safety of their crew. The recent escalation of military conflict in the Middle East has sent shockwaves through the global shipping industry, and it's clear that this will have far-reaching consequences for shippers, carriers, and the global economy as a whole.